explaining to them the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and pure devotional service so that they may go back to home, back to Godhead, become liberated from the rounds of birth and death in this material world.
Is that all right? What do you say? How to help them?
First we give them the chanting Srila Prabhupada. First we give them the Mahamantra.
Mahamantra one may not accept.
And we have to find the ways and the means by which we can make pure devotional service attractive to each living entity according to
unless one feels necessity. Why they will accept your proposal? Chant Hare Krishna. I will make them feeling, yes, it is necessary. That is wanted. Otherwise, anyone will say some proposition, you do this, so why they will accept it?
Have to make
unless he feels that requires pleasure. If you say something dogmatic, well, they will accept. If you say that you chant Hare Krishna, he will say, I have no interest. I should have chant Hare Krishna. That you have to convince that you are eternal, but you are falsely engaged in temporary business. That you have to convince.
We have to give them knowledge. Knowledge consists of telling them what is the field, who is the knower of the field, and who is the super knower of the field. Once they get knowledge, knowledge is the preliminary step to executing devotional service. Once they have knowledge, then they will be able to execute devotional service. And Rupa Goswami says that one who executes devotional service in knowledge, he increases his knowledge. Therefore, the first thing is we should give them knowledge, and knowledge means to understand this body, the owner of the body, and the supreme owner of the body, Krishna. Purusham prakritim chaiva, kshetram kshetrajna eva cha. Etad viditum ichami, gyanam gneyam chakesha. What is the field? What is Purusha, the enjoyer? What is prakriti, nature? What is the kshetra, the field? What is kshetrajna, the knower of the field? What is knowledge? And what is the end of knowledge? These things I wish to know, ichami. Then Krishna answers him. He says, "The idam sriram kunteya, my dear Kunti, sriram, this body, kshetram."
Not my dear Kunti.
My dear son of Kunti.
Yeah.
Kshetram iti abhidhiyate. That this body is known as the field. Kshetram iti abhidhiyate. Etad yo vettitam prahu. Kshetragna iti tad vidha, that this body is known as the field, and one who knows this field, he is the knower of the field, he is the knower of the body.
So, how to explain? Everyone is acting. So, how is acting on the field? That is to be explained. Field of activities. In English it is called field of activities. The field of activities is this body. according to the body, one begins just like one born in the dog body. So the dog cap, they from the very beginning they are searching after a master. You have seen a small
dog?
Yes. The polo, some gentleman. And because at that time it is good looking, somebody takes charge. All right, let me take this puppy. And the children also like, so he gets some shelter. So, similarly, according to different body, the activities begin. Therefore, the body is the field of activities. A snake, because he has got the field of activities of a snake body, from the very beginning, he is very, very envious. The same, trying to bite others. In this way, our activities begin according to the body. And this change of bodies take place in the lower animal life automatically by nature's law. But when he comes to the form of a human being, on account of developed consciousness, he has got responsibility. He has to make his choice. He is suffering in this material world, changing different types of bodies one after another. And the propensity to lord it over the material world is going on. Now he has to change the consciousness, whether he wants to continue this propensity for lording over the material world, or he wants to surrender to Krishna. This choice has to be made by the human being. If he makes his choice after getting good education from the right source, that I am going on in a wrong way by the desire to lord it over the material nature, I am eternal servant of Krishna, therefore I must surrender now. Bhavanam janmanamante jnanavanamantam. This is wisdom. And if we do not get this wisdom, simply like animals, we continue to lord it over the material nature by acquiring money. Dharma artha kama. Then we are spoiling our life. People are trying to become religious for being promoted to higher standard of life, economic development, big scheme, plans, how to make very gorgeous city, buildings, roads, cars, slaughterhouse, scientific, how to cut throat very scientifically. These plans are going on. And some of them are trying to be religious, to go to the heaven because he has heard. And it's a fact also that heavenly planets, the standard of living is more opulent, hundreds and thousands times the sex enjoyment is 100,000 times better. So, by so-called religious functions, sacrifices, the aim is the same, how to satisfy them. And the dog is also anxious to satisfy its senses. As soon as it finds a female dog, he wants to make friendship with her and have sex. On the street, never mind. Similarly, the demigods, they are also doing the same business in a different standard only. The business is the same. Ahara nidra bhayamaita. So if one wants to continue this business, then he'll continue this material body. And if he wants to stop this business, come to his original position, then he makes real progress. But nobody is interested in advancement of spiritual life. Generally, they take to religiosity for material happiness, artha artharthi. I am distressed, I have no money, or I am suffering from some disease. You'll find all this. All of them go to see the sadhu only for this purpose. I am suffering from some disease, so without going to the doctor and saving so much money, let me pay 100 rupees to the sadhu and he'll give me his blessing. I will save thousands of rupees for curing the disease. For this purpose they go to sadhu. Nobody goes to sadhu for going back to home, back to God. It is only we are proposing. Otherwise the so-called yogis, sadhus, samis, they are making good luck business simply by promising that he'll get this material. This Mahesh Yogi, he says that, what is his philosophy?
He says that if you renounce now, you can enjoy later. That if you take some austerity now by meditation and abstaining from certain things, that later on you can enjoy sex life unlimitedly, have clear intelligence unlimitedly, and ultimately become God.
Mahesh Yogi, TM. Transcendental meditation. But I don't think they say that if you undergo austerities now.
Well, that was in the beginning they were saying. He said
Now he has changed.
Now he's changed because it was too unpopular.
It is business.
Rajneesh also was like Rajneesh, same philosophy. That you.
But they do not know. Nati bidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu. These rascals, they do not know what is the actual aim of life. They are in the groups of ordinary men and they are doing some business as somebody does business by opening sweetmeat shop. So they have opened this transcendental TM shop. That's all. Cheating. Cheating. All of them are going on cheating. Nobody knows. The real interest is to go back to home, back to hood. Nobody knows. Ask any so-called sadhu, yogi, sami, they do not know. They read Bhagavad Gita, but they do not understand. Jadgatyana nivartante taddhama paramam. What do they understand? Taktadi hang punarjanma. They do not believe all these things. Therefore, they say, Swami Chinmananda says that whatever is necessary we shall accept, other shlokas we shall reject. This is it, this rascal's philosophy. as if Krishna has said something superfluous. They say like that. And the other day some gentleman came that it is fictitious writing. You were present? Why not silent? Why? Krishna is not silent. Krishna is speaking. Why you should be silent? When I challenged him like this, he said, he could not answer. This is going on. So many things they are doing, if they are challenged, they cannot answer. You are present? I told. Then why silence? Krishna is not silent. He says continually, Bhagavan vacha, page after page, and he is saying, why you should be silent? He gave me the information that Raman Maharshi was silent, and anyone would go to him, he would remain silent, and the message will be transferred.
Rajneesh says the same thing.
Huh?
Rajneesh, he said, Krishna and Arjuna did not speak. Krishna simply looked at Arjuna, and Arjuna understood. But in order for Dhritarashtra to understand, because he was blind, Sanjaya is speaking and he is explaining everything. And Vyasadeva has written down what Sanjaya is explaining. That is what Rajneesh says like this. But why does Sanjaya say Bhagavan-vacha?
No. Sanjaya heard, then he said.
Yeah.
So then Krishna is speaking. Otherwise, how he heard? This nonsense is going on everywhere. It's a very difficult position. So many rascals. And we have to push on our movement through so many obstacles. But still we are going on, that is Krishna's mercy. Otherwise, we are simply meeting with obstacles. What can we do? We have to go forward. I'm meeting somebody, the same idea, impersonalism and bogus thought and no clear idea.
One man came to Calcutta temple and he insisted that Krishna was impersonal, that he had no form, that he was ultimately just the Brahman. I said that Krishna says in the Gita, Brahmano hi pratistha aham. He says that aham means the Brahman. I said, well, if that aham means the Brahman, then why is Krishna being redundant and saying that the Brahman is subordinate to the Brahman? Brahmano hi pratistha aham. He just says Brahman is subordinate to aham, me. So if aham means Brahman, then why is Krishna saying the Brahman is subordinate to the Brahman?
These askers. No clear understanding, and they are samis, yogis, and avatar. These are very dangerous fools. We have to deal with all escapes and fools. And they have made some position. Of course, that position is nothing. Big. Even Mr. Nanda is also a victim of these ideas. Nirvishesha, sunnavadi. Still, we cannot change our position. We must go with our conviction. And that is real, reality. So, begin kirtan.